You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Derek Simmons doesn't get along with Dan Foster, a co-worker at an Arizona Intel factory. Foster confronts Simmons about their ongoing tension, so Simmons goes back to his car, returns with a baseball bat, and beats the co-worker dead in the middle of the cafeteria. Simmons, 50, old enough to know better, charged with murder and ag assault.
Nancy, body cam footage and 911 calls from the incident have since been released. We learn at least six employees from the factory called 911 and identified Simmons as the attacker. Investigators determined Simmons used three weapons in his attack on Foster, a bat, an axe, and a large knife. Foster's cause of death was ruled blunt force trauma. A second victim who was trying to defend Foster was also hit in the head, but suffered only minor injuries. Simmons pled not guilty to both charges, and his trial is set to begin in October.
Jarrett Heffler takes his girlfriend to dinner and tries to impress her on the way home by doing donuts in his truck. A cop drives by right as Heffler loses control of the truck and slides across the median directly in front of the patrol car. Blue lights come on, but instead of stopping, Heffler continues to impress his girlfriend and reverses into the patrol car and takes off. The cop chases, catches when Heffler crashes into another car. Heffler, 25, now charged with ag battery on the cop, ag fleeing, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of a crash. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities have now announced that the three fatalities at a lodge in northern Minnesota were the result of a murder-suicide. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the findings of the investigation, 59-year-old Michael Charles Toner of Maple Grove shot his 54-year-old partner Melanie Michelle Jansen and her 29-year-old daughter Hannah Nicole Parmenter of Elk River before turning the gun on himself. The news announcement made no mention of a potential reason. Crow Wing County Attorney Donald Ryan said the three bodies were found at White Birch Complex in Breezy Point. The timeshare complex is run by the nearby Breezy Point Resort, a popular vacation spot approximately 150 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Ryan added that Jansen's son and wife went to the rental unit to visit the two women. When the son knocked on the door and received no response, he looked through the window and saw a man and a woman lying on the ground with blood surrounding them. That's when he called police. Subsequent autopsies revealed that the two women both died from numerous gunshot wounds, while Toner died from a single self-inflicted headshot.
The investigation, according to Ryan, is ongoing. He emphasized, however, that there is, quote, no evidence of any threat to the public. An Alabama teen found guilty of murdering five members of his family, including three younger siblings, when he was just 14, has been sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. Mason Sisk, now 18 years old, was sentenced by Circuit Judge Chadwick Wise. According to Wise, the crime was ghastly, disturbing, and draped in unmitigated evil, and called for the most severe penalty permitted by law. Sisk was found guilty in April on several charges of capital murder for the shooting deaths of his father, adoptive mother, and younger siblings in 2019. The murders took place at the family's Elkmont home, about 30 miles northwest of Huntsville. All five were shot in the head. The youngest victim was a newborn. One of three men charged with aiding a scheme to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has given self-defense testimony, describing himself as a terrified passenger on a day trip to view Whitmer's vacation home in northern Michigan. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Eric Molitor, along with co-defendants William and Michael Null, who are twin brothers, stand accused of giving financial assistance to terrorist activities. Molitor claimed that Whitmer's name was not mentioned when the scheme's mastermind, Adam Fox, urged him to visit Antrim County in August 2020 to look at a, quote, high-profile vacation home. But Molitor claimed that when he saw that it was the governor's lakefront residence in Elk Rapids, he started to feel uneasy. Fox and an FBI informant were in a pickup truck with him as they drove past the property two times. Only one other defendant has testified in the now four cases in the state and federal courts. Thus, Molitor's decision to do so was a unique one. Fox and Barry Croft Jr., the plot's two leaders, were allegedly assisted by both Molitor and the Knolls. The men were anchored by COVID-19 limits, outrage they expressed in social media posts and text messages. However, additional evidence also showed that they were preparing for a civil war and held anti-government beliefs. For months, undercover FBI agents and informants embedded themselves within the group, making recordings and gathering evidence. Whitmer suffered no bodily injury as a result of the plot.
Just a month prior to the November 2020 elections, 14 men were arrested. Two people have been cleared of all charges, while nine others have been found guilty in state or federal court.
Brianna Weber gets into an argument with her boyfriend and becomes very upset, throwing things. Weber leaves their Flint, Michigan home on foot to get some air and meets a friend at a nearby gas station. The two go to a nightclub, and the friend drops Weber at another gas station further from home. Seen on surveillance video, Weber, carrying her purse, appears panicked and holding onto shelves for balance. Weber eventually heads toward home on foot. She never makes it. Weber's cell phone found left behind in the friend's car, her purse found in a ditch not far from her home. Weber now missing nearly 6 years. If you have info on Brianna Weber, please call Flint Township PD 810-600-3250. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.